This is the I'm a Lutheran column, this time featuring Emily Landon of Bethany Lutheran Church in Crystal Lake, Illinois. She's Executive Medical Director for Infection Prevention and Control at University of Chicago Medicine, Doctor, Chief Hospital Epidemiologist, and Assistant Director of Medical Ethics. She says, I was the fourth generation of my family to attend Augustana College. I went in as a music major and sang in the choir. Midway through, I knew I wanted to do something more with people, and I went to see my microbiology professor and said, I'd love to be a doctor if I could take care of patients with infections. And she told me I could be an infectious disease doctor. I told myself, if I could get into medical school, I'll go. What I like about working at University of Chicago Medicine is that in one room you might have someone from three states away, here for a rare diagnosis or a procedure that only we can do, and in the next room a woman from two blocks away in the south side of Chicago with an asthma attack. Everyone gets the same care and attention. I see the effects of healthcare disparities due to systemic racism every day, and I work actively to try and fix that. I manage the hospital's COVID-19 response from the medical standpoint. My number one goal was to protect patients and healthcare workers from each other. Hospitals are often hotbeds of infection, so there's a lot that goes into preventing infections from spreading quickly, and it's the most interesting job in the world. Over the past year, I have prayed so much. At times, I felt like I couldn't do a lot more than that. I pray for my family and friends, and I pray for my patients. I pray for all the healthcare workers, and I pray that I've made good decisions. I pray for people who don't believe in wearing masks and those who think that COVID is a hoax. I pray that people can get vaccinated quickly, and I pray for our leaders. I ask for a lot of wisdom. I keep hearing from people that, oh, God will protect us from COVID-19. Well, that's like saying God will protect me if I drive wildly on the road. I think God gave us the coronavirus, but he also gave us epidemiologists and science. I'm pretty sure he wants us to figure out what to do. We have to respect this virus and use the tools we have to prevent its spread. And that includes hand washing, distancing ourselves from others, and wearing masks. The timeline for this pandemic isn't clear to anyone. We're going to need a lot of people to receive the vaccine, and that's going to take some time. Most people will have access to the vaccine by summer, but it's likely that we'll be wearing masks into the fall. I hope we'll stop seeing masks as political. We're definitely going to need a big shift in our attitude to defeat this virus. Bethany has been my church home since birth. I was baptized and confirmed there. We were always at church, and I know every nook and cranny of that building. My mom was in the altar guild and the choir, and I sang in the choir from first grade through high school. They still let me sing when I'm there, even if I can't come to rehearsals. I'm a Lutheran because it's my tradition. It's what I grew up with, and it's the right thing for me today. As a child, I loved that my congregation had a woman pastor, and I'm really proud that the ELCA was one of the first churches to accept LGBTQIA+ individuals as pastors and members. I love that anyone and everyone is allowed to receive communion, and that's what I feel in my heart is the closest to what Jesus would want.